This podcast contains adult themes, language, and situations. Listener discretion is strongly advised. And hello to all the pups and pup lovers listening in. I am Barely Normal.
And I am Canes.
And I am Loki.
And you are listening to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about human puppy play and consensual sexual kinks. Today's subject is NSFW videos. So first thing I want to know, have either of you ever been in a NSFW video?
No, not whatsoever have I ever. Okay, no, that's a complete lie. I have been in several.
including okay. Some professionally produced.
Yeah, and including some professionally. But that was, we're not going to go into that. That was years and years and years ago.
No. You brought the subject up, welcome. So we have to talk about it now.
No, we're not. So,
if somebody wanted to find one of these professionally produced NSFW videos, where would one look?
They are not not easily accessible.
Oh,
which you owe me. You were going to do the thing when I visited, and we never did the thing.
Oh, were you guys going to make a video?
No, you're going to watch his old videos.
Oh, you're going to watch his old videos.
I have to find them. I have no idea where they're at.
He'd have to find a player, too, wouldn't he?
If it's on VHS? I think it's a DVD.
Oh, wow.
But it's not like new DVD. It's not high definition. This is a DVD back when it was DVD. It wasn't even online.
It's not even on the wow. Okay, that's a long time ago. So, right. Okay. So, was it fun to make?
Oh yes, very much so. To live, very very sexual fantasies of being outside, for instance, at a lake.
Oh, nice.
And then there was one that was at a full on dungeon. Wow. That was an orgy. That was pretty hot.
Okay.
And then the other one was a sleeping scenario, like with the door open.
Oh, so you were the innocent young boy sleeping naked on the bed and daddy came in and took care of you. Is that what that was?
No, actually opposite.
Oh, opposite. Oh, you came. Oh, okay. Ah, well, there we go.
I've always been more of a top than bottom.
Oh.
Not from what I've been asked.
Well, no. Okay. There's definitely really? Okay. So I am verse. Okay. First of all, I am verse. So there is those moments where I'm more of a subby type of needy. Let me get fucked. And then first. There's most of
that's
most
the role
of the
you're
going
to play when I visit, by the way, just want you to know.
Oh, yes, for sure. We all know this, barely.
Oh, okay.
I'm very versatile and, so I'm a verse switch. So meaning that I can play the Dom or the sub, but also have. You guys are so distracting with your hand signals and everything else that's going on in the background. Listeners, you have no idea the amount of just chaos that these streams are for you guys.
They have no idea. We were making obscene gestures with our fingers in one hand and a hole in the other hand. But and then Loki made it like he was fisting all the way up. But I want to bring up something. You know those guys that have the armband tattoos like around here?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the stop line for fisting. So,
my father has one.
Well, okay.
Wait. your daddy or your biological?
The one we don't speak of, my biological father.
Okay, okay. Just clarify.
Barbed wire. It's not even a solid black line.
Oh, barbed wire. Whew. Okay. So, Keynes, what is the title of this DVD that no one's going to see ever?
Did it have a title? I couldn't even remember. I think I made like five.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like four or five DVDs. But they're like, this is like when I was freshly 18. Like, all right. Well, so long ago.
Not freshly 18 now?
No. Actually,
in his brain. In his mind, he is.
Yeah.
You look like it.
I don't.
So that brings me to the question. How do these get made? So were you like sitting there one day and you said, hey, you know, I'd really like to be in a porno? Or was somebody approached you and said?
So I was back then. I was actually a go-go dancer at one of the nightclubs locally, thank you, Loki. Now I'm going to go into my full backstory of all of this. Anyways,
the subject of our cast today.
Yes. Which, again, I've been in a lot of things. I'm 33 years old at this point, and it's becoming, I'm getting old.
Oh my God, you were not.
Oh my God, you're not old.
Well, so people keep saying that, but as I get older, I get older. One day I am going to get old.
One of the things that never stops is the march of time. Let's put that out there right now. So,
yes. So anyway, so I was a go-go dancer, and one of my friends that I was working with was actually like trying to get more money, because he was saving up for, I think, a car or something. And he was a cute twink as well. More twinky than me at the time. I had like the swimmer bod going on. More chiseled and like still small on the small side, but like had more leanness to myself.
Mm-hmm.
So me.
Yes, so Loki, basically.
So Loki, but like Loki's very
a little
lean
bit more,
cut, yes,
but a little bit more thicker. In some regards, I had a butt. Loki? Yes, would say.
Wait a minute, you're saying Loki doesn't have a butt?
I know. No, Loki it is a concaved surface. And
okay,
we've been over this.
But Loki's got those really nice come fuck me cuts in his abs.
Yes,
the little channels. He's got those channels there. So yeah,
yes,
.
So yeah, basically.
Yep, that's them.
Right on the lower side. Yep.
Right on the lower, and the little happy trail that goes down. It's very sexy.
Yes, it is. So, trying to not. Okay.
Okay. So your backstory: you're a go-go boy. You had another go-go boyfriend, and not boyfriend, but other go-go boy.
Another friend, basically. Yes. And we're looking at like making a little bit more money. We got hit up by another like older gentleman that basically was a producer of porn. And basically, we signed contracts and made some episodes. And
nice.
So like basically it wasn't with him. It was just me and him doing it at different times. We were in one video together, but like that was, I think that was the orgy. Yeah, that was the orgy one in the dungeon. We were together. But
kinky.
Yeah, the orgy one was really fun to make because it was basically a Steamworks type of environment where it's like it's a bathhouse, but they closed it down and we were using it for just the video. Nice. So like it's not like a public thing, and so it's very fun because you're able to go into these different places. Like, and that's the thing is porn is very fake in a lot of regards. Like the professional produced stuff is all fake.
So when you say orgy, are we talking like several couples in the same general area or someone running a train on one individual?
All of the above. So okay. Basically, there was...
that just lit Loki's eyes up. I just saw his eyes just light up when you said that.
So yeah. there was basically seven or eight people, I think, is what it was. And basically, it was anywhere from like a couple tops sharing, you know, like a couple bottoms, and then like spit roasting of the bottom with another person, or like vice versa, or like a whole train, or, you know, double penetration. Like, that was all a thing.
Okay.
And to answer your question, no, I was not the person that double penetrated. I cannot do that. I am not that much of a bottom.
Oh, okay. But are you that much of a top that you could manipulate? For me, that looks like it's very difficult to do, because the positioning of the dicks seems to be like a little... leg intertwining.
It's not actually it's not as complicated as you might think. So basically, the easiest way to do it is one of the tops is laying down, mm-hmm. and then the bottom is basically
writing,
but like backwards. So like they're not writing to face the person, like face to face. They're writing like laying
reverse
on
cowboy.
Yeah, exactly. Reverse cowboy. And then the second top basically is at the edge of the bed or wherever they're laying, and basically mm-hmm. inserts on the, like, basically at the, like,
at the top.
At the top of where the dick is inserted into the bottom.
Okay.
So basically, it's like there's a dick already inside, and then they put in another dick this way at the top.
Yes.
And then the bottom's dick is up here, type of thing.
Ah, yes. Yes. The bottom's dick is up there.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you'll have to show me this in real life at some point, how this all works out.
So, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. So we'll just Loki, both bend you over
It's going to be Loki.
We're going to bend you over, right? He's going to be the one laying down, and then I'll just absolutely wreck your shit. So. Actually, realistically, it'd probably be easier if I was laying down, because I have the larger dick.
Mm.
So.
True, but I don't consent to this yet.
Okay, no consent.
But you will.
Yet. He said yes, so there's a qualifier, clearly.
Yes.
So let's get back to the videos. So you did that. So Loki, I want to, this brought up something I just remembered. So many years ago, I was in Las Vegas, and I took one of my stepson's friends who had turned 19, and he said, "Can I come to Vegas with you? I was going for a business trip." I said, "Sure." And we were not a thing or anything like that. He was very straight. But I came back to the hotel room for my conference stuff, and he had $1,000 sitting on the counter. And I said, "Did you go gamble? Because you're not 21 yet." He said, "No, I saw a sign that said jerk off on camera for $500. I did it twice. And they paid me $1,000." I was like, okay.
That actually is a thing.
It is a thing. Yes.
So would you be upset if I stopped by Vegas on the way over, on my drive over?
He's no, definitely we can make $20,000.
Yeah. Go there, jerk off, make $1,000. That pays all your gas at this point.
Well, I mean, actually, you know, stay there for a week and make $20,000. You know, if you can do it three or four times a day, that's...
I can do more than that. It's not an issue.
Heck, I should do that.
There you go. Yeah, I don't know if it's a thing or not. I was there a few months ago. I didn't see any signs like that. But then again, I wasn't. Really looking at the stuff. I was there for like 8 hours, and that was about it. So, Loki, what videos have you been in? Are they just been on internet or anything professional?
You just look at his Tumblr. I mean, not his Tumblr.
Just
his
look
Twitter.
At his Tumblr. Oh well, okay. But
so not professional. No,
not professional.
But
no.
Keynes knows that I kind of want to. Mm.
Okay, fair
but
enough.
But outside of that, no, nothing professional. But there is a lot of semi-public
amateur, semi-public
that I have done.
Okay.
I say semi-public because you'd have to be approved to follow my Twitter.
Ah.
And if we don't know you, you're probably not getting on it.
Fair enough.
No offense.
So I asked the question, you're like, I'm going to ask it again. So if you're, I mean, it's like what you're sitting there one day and you're, you know, playing video games online and you're just like, you know what? I think I want to make an NSFW video. Is that what happens? Or is this just like a discussion or how do these things come about? I mean,
it depends because, so I wanted to talk a little bit about this too, during this point, but some people actually like get off to being watched or recording of themselves jerking off or showing off those videos to people and knowing that they're going to get pleasure out of it.
Can't.
Yeah, I am that type of person. Like I literally was thinking, I'm like, you know what? I should just record a video and put it in the Telegram group. Basically when this airs, just to be like,
there you go.
This is, if you watch, basically you'll have to ask, but like, if you ask, then you'll get a video.
Sounds like a plan. Let's do it.
I mean, you could always just trim that one video.
No. I want to make a fresh one just fresh for...
I know. Yeah. I'm just saying, you could always trim that one.
Of me and now... you? Oh, actually, yeah, we could just trim one video of me and Loki together. And
you know, our fans would be just head over heels and hand.
That was literally cock in hand.
So.
That was literally, let's see, that was...
Yes.
That was like 2 weeks before I got my PA pierced too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. All right.
So that was before my PA. So if any of you want to see before PA stuff, then sure.
There you go. Well, it sounds like there's going to be something dropped with this episode, ladies and furs and pups and everyone listening. Anyway, so there's lots. So there's lots of really weird famous ones out there. I mean, I could mention Two Girls, One Cup, The Broken Light Bulb. Then they get millions and millions of views. You've seen the Broken Light Bulb.
The Mason Jar.
I mean, it's just like, I just think this guy woke up and he says, you know what would be fun? Shoving a light bulb up my ass and breaking it. I mean, that would be exciting, wouldn't it? I mean, seriously.
So...
So there, masochism is an interesting one.
People are into all sorts of like kinks and fetishes and stuff that they want to explore. Right. Yeah. Some of them are very dangerous, like, you know, putting a mason jar up your ass.
Yes.
It's probably not the safest because if that breaks, you're basically destroying your entire anus for a long time, if not permanently. So yes. I wouldn't suggest
I just a couple more times.
I wouldn't suggest people just to do that. I mean, do it in practice with, you know, silicone first and get, you know, that, you know, basically if you're taking a mason jar, you can pretty much take a fist. So you might want to start with a fist first. That's malleable.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So you guys know, because you're both furries, you guys know the whole, like, cheese grater thing?
Yes.
I don't.
I'm going to send you it. Hold up.
Okay, well, we're going to continue. Break. We're going to continue.
Well, he's going to find this as I'm talking. Yeah. Okay.
There's a company that makes silicone reproductions of different things. And I bring up the cheese grater thing because there's a company that makes silicone cheese graters.
Okay. Interesting.
And they also make like 2-liter bottles and like mason jars and all kinds of stuff that like shouldn't be made, but they do.
There's a lot of things that shouldn't be made that does get made.
That's pretty much everywhere.
I mean, I bring up the plushies. I mean, you know, that shouldn't be made, but it's made. And
an SPH is, there's nothing wrong with an SPH.
SPH.
He's a slut.
So an SPH is a strategically placed hole.
Mm. Gotcha. Okay.
So like people take plushies and put holes in them in strategically placed holes, and then they use them.
Well, I mean, you know, a true canine puppy will hump their little stuffed animals all the time. So why not a human puppy too? I mean, you know,
exactly. Like, again, you're a puppy. You see a hole, I want to use that hole.
That's right.
You know, I want to feel pleasure.
Exactly.
So let me stick this broomstick up my ass.
Well, there's that. So let's.
So the reason why they're like more popular, the reason why these videos get like so many views is because they turn into a meme or like a joke or something like, hey, I want you to look at this really hot scene. And then people start watching it. And then like two girls, one cup, like it literally looks like they're, you know, doing, you know, scat play.
Yes. Yes.
And not everyone's going to be in it, like into that. And so it basically like turns into like, ha ha ha, I sent you this to make you like
watch it
cringe.
Yes.
Basically, it's just cringe. But there is the side of that was a porn like clip, and it became popular because it was memed or is like a trolley type of thing to send to your friends.
All right. Yeah. Sure. I mean, I always remember that the first time I heard of that video was when I saw the video of some guy making his grandma watch it, and the reaction of grandma to that was more hilarious than the, because they didn't show the video. They just showed her reacting to it. And then, of course, I had to go find the video to look at it. And I was like, nope, 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 nope.
It's just, I think it's either like ice cream or pudding that they're using, but like, it's pretty hard to watch.
It is. So what are your favorite sites for NSFW videos?
So there's a lot of porn sites just in general. If you're talking like just like pup play or fursuits or like mersuits, because not mersuits, necessarily fursuits, right. But MerTube is a really, really good one. That's more focused on like the furry and pup stuff. And, you know, it's not updated constantly because it's all user based. So it's all it's not professionally made stuff. It's all amateur people making them, usually at like con rooms, like con hotel rooms, is basically like you can tell where it's recorded a lot of times. Because
Pizza Con.
The hotel room that they're in, because we've been to that like hotel or whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To bring that up, so I was at BLFC recently, and during opening ceremonies, the chairman got up on stage and said, if you are going to make videos like that, do not tag the GSR in your videos. Which is why that one group got in trouble the last time, is because they tagged the GSR in their video, and it popped up on the GSR's main website under their tags. That's why they got in trouble. Not because of what they did.
It showed up on Google too.
Yeah. So that was the big problem.
So, yes.
Just common sense, folks. Common sense.
Yes. Don't tag a business in your porno. Because it's probably not the greatest thing to have on their website.
Well, unless their business is porno, then go right ahead.
Yes. There's, you know, oh, what's that? What's that puppy porn?
Project Y.
Yeah, Project Y.
I love
Project
them.
Y. Like, okay.
So it's a whole Basically, it's
based out of Germany.
Yeah, so it's a Germany pup group that basically it's all focused on pup, like more professionally made scenarios. So like high end cameras and like really, really hot, like things going on, and scenes that they do, with all sorts of like they have pups, handlers, like alphas, like alpha omegas, like all of that.
All the good boys.
Yes, all the good boys.
All the good boys. All the good boys.
But yeah, so like a lot of the stuff that like I look at, because I mean, yes, I do, you know, go to MerTube every once in a while, but I also go to other sites as well. But for like the pup and like furry side of porn, like if I'm looking for like amateur stuff, I normally will go into the Telegram groups. Cause like Telegram has like, groups that are made like, so like we have a group that is for our podcast, right?
Right.
There's a whole slew of plugins and stuff that you can actually like have links to go to other channels. And a lot of these are like really like categorized like porn sections. So like it will be like bears, cubs, like fetishes, or like, you know, specific fetishes or specific kinks, like lined out, like bondage, you know, gagging, or, you know, rubber, latex, like skin tight suits or whatever, basically. And they'll basically like have these channels that you can go to, and basically they're posting that specific genre of videos. And a lot of times, like I know I follow a couple ones that are like puppy play park. What's another, Loki, I'm sorry. I don't have Telegram open right now.
You're fine. It is as I'm going through because I can't post in those. Let me send this to him really quick. Also, have you ever heard the term, NSFL?
Not safe for life?
Correct.
Okay.
I'm sorry ahead of time.
Okay. What are you doing?
You remember that image I was talking about?
Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
So it's by the same artist. They've completely redacted and removed the old one. If anyone has that one, that'd be great. You can send it to me personally, not in the group, please. But it's by the same artist, and it's a re-edition of it. So I apologize ahead of time for what you're about to see.
Not safe for life. Okay, well.
I didn't even know that was an acronym that people used.
Oh, it is. Join Reddit.
Well, I know. So I know Reddit, but I don't do all like the subreddits of that type of stuff. Because I look at Reddit a lot at work. So I don't want to have that
scar everyone.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
No.
I mean, I have a privacy screen on my phone for a reason. But it definitely is I don't just
there is a full blown randomized Reddit that is either NSFW or NSFL, and it'll show you videos, one of the two. And they'll give you like two things. It'll be like poodle gets massacred by a pit bull, or puppies cuddling.
Oh my puppies God. Cuddling.
It's literally one of the two extremes.
I prefer the puppies cuddling, but
that's right, but just you won't know until you click on it.
That's true. That's true.
It's like that feels like clickbait.
Like, yes, exactly.
It's not. It's not.
I hate clickbait.
I just
number
want
10
to
will
see
surprise
it.
The hell out of you.
Oh my God. Like, you know how many times I've just out of boredom just clicked through those to see like what is actually going on, and most of them are just pretty much crap.
It's all crap. That's, but somebody has to sit there and put that together. So there's a crap office somewhere that puts these things together. The Office of Stupid Internet Shit. That's what that is all about. You know, it's a location somewhere. It's probably like 20 stories of computers also with, thousands of people building all this clickbait crap in there.
That's very true.
Which gets us off topic. But let's talk a little bit about moving back into NSFW videos. Now, one of the things you talked about or you mentioned once before was public layout in public. Like you said, you were outside for your video. So that's not exactly something you can just walk into a standard park and strip and fuck.
I mean,
I mean, so unless it's like 2 in the morning, but, you know.
So there's definitely like safeness involved. So like, for instance, when we were doing the porno, like we definitely had like other people there that were watching like around and basically like we're going to signal if something was awry, like something is not right and we need to stop and get dressed. Type of thing. Say, because we like a lot of times when people do this, they are by themselves, or like they're with one other person and they're just like going on a hike and then they'll get the urge to like drop their pants and, you know, play with their bone for a little while they're walking on the trail. Now, that might not be the safest thing to do, but that's the thrill of it, is the chance of getting caught. But now I'm not going to condone everyone just to go out and do that. It is very hot, and if you like doing that, go right ahead. But
Watch the video. Go right ahead.
Yes, I will watch the video instantly. I will love to watch it. But if you want to make it a little bit safer, you know, have someone, you know, being, you know, on the front side of you, like up ahead on the trail, and they'll like, you know, signal you or like say something out loud, like if something is not like right or like someone's coming, or, you know, go off the side of the trail, like to an unbeaten path that's less busy to do that little scene. Or, you know, you know, for instance, a gym type of thing, like a gym shower room. Okay. It's really hot to leave that shower door open and, you know, jerk off and have people watch you. But also you have to have the right people to kind of watch you, because not everyone's going to want to see that. So you kind of have to read the room a little bit and kind of figure out if that's actually something. So like, obviously be safe about it. I don't want everyone just to go to jail when they, you know, start exploring their kinky side.
Right. Now there is I don't know if you've seen the video or not, but there is a naked hiker and he hikes the Pacific Crest Trail all the time. Totally nude.
Oh yeah.
It's just his backpack. And that's just, you know, but it's not for sexual pleasure. He just likes to be nude. So go for it, dude. Whatever. Expose yourself to nature. What the hell do you have on your nose, Loki?
Just his key ring.
Oh, it looks like a safety tag for a missile. Tear it off before you take before you launch. Pilot, remove this tag before takeoff, you know. Oh, wow. So have you done public play, either one of you?
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay.
And I enjoy it.
I should say safe public play or possible get caught public play.
Yes.
Both. Yeah. I've done the gym shower, for instance, I have done that.
Right.
I have literally gone into the shower and jerked off and literally like came on someone's chest, like as they were like on the floor.
Oh,
like for everyone to see.
All right. Well, and you still have a membership there, or did they revoke it?
Yep. No, I still have a membership there.
All right.
You'd be surprised at how many gay guys go to the gym and not straight. It's very interesting to me.
I would not be surprised at all.
It's very strange. Because I was like, you know what? You know, there's a mixed crowd here. You know, you're never going to really do that. But when you go into the steam room and there's literally dudes just jerking off with nothing on and just, you know, going to town and just letting you watch them. And then you sit next to them and basically they're like, what's up? You want to join? And then you basically join. Like,
give me a hand, would you? Yeah,
exactly. Like, I don't understand. And then you'll never see them ever again. But like, it's just one of those things that's, you know, really fun for a little bit. And then, you know, you get off and you go home.
All right. So where is the most risky place obviously you didn't video it, but no. If you did, it would be an NSFW video.
Oh, it'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. So where's the strangest or most risky place you've done something sexual?
Probably. I mean, I've done it in like parks, like at night, but like there is not a lot of like risk involved, where like I go, because the parks close down at nighttime anyways. So there's not really anyone there. You kind of just have to park on the street and then walk up to the park and then kind of just strip naked and like do stuff, because there's no lights on either. So like it's pitch black and you're basically just outside naked and no one's going to be able to see you.
Right. All right. Loki, what about you?
I mean, I think probably the scariest one was probably the gym.
All right. Fair enough. Loki?
Hi.
You're sinking low in your chair when I mentioned this, so you need to share.
Okay.
Yes. It was in Catholic Church. That's where it was. No.
Have done that before.
Really?
Yes. Okay. So I was running sound for a church service, like, and while the pastor was speaking, I was getting a blowjob.
Mine was with a pastor, but
oh my.
Anyways,
well,
my
hopefully not on the pulpit with the pastor. Well, he's giving his sermon, Loki.
Sure.
The scene from Police Academy springs to mind, where the commandant's talking to the graduating class and the hooker is in the podium below him giving him a blowjob. Was that you, Loki? Were you in the pulpit in front of the pastor?
I played the fifth.
Okay.
So that's the way it happened.
Yes.
No.
Hopefully it was a big pulpit.
Yes.
I'm small.
Awkward silence. Awkward silence.
Spit it out, Loki.
No, swallow. Swallow.
I never spit.
Good boy.
It was okay.
This is the part where we get Loki really flustered, and then he's like trying to figure out how to actually talk. It's really cute.
I love it. Yeah, it's really cute. He's adorable.
Okay. It was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon in a Walmart parking lot.
In a car?
Or in the parking lot? Jerking off?
No, like in the parking lot.
Oh, nice.
Like, not in the car with another person.
That's hot.
That's hot. I mean, I've seen videos like that of people at rest areas where they're just, like, leaning up against their car and somebody's sucking them off and there's cars going by and people are walking around. And yeah.
I put a dent in his hood. I popped it back out, but it's fine.
Nice. Nice. Okay. Have you ever walked in... or found somebody creating a video that they didn't realize that you were nearby?
My parents.
Okay. Let's explore that one.
Okay. Wait a minute.
They were making a video and you walked in on them? Okay.
How scarring is that? I mean, you don't talk to them right now, so like you don't talk to them at all. So but like wouldn't that I feel like that would be like major like trauma if I saw my parents literally making a sex video, I would probably gouge my eyes out and probably never want to see anything ever again.
Oh, it's fine. They fucked up and saved it to the cloud, so I just used it as blackmail for them for like 4 years.
Mommy, Daddy, I want that new Porsche. I have this video. But what would your boss say if he were to find out?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've walked in on my parents doing things. Hmm. And I've walked in on my dad with another lady and walked in on my mother with one of her bosses at her old job.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
I'm not going to even. Nope. Just nope.
You're welcome.
No, the only thing that I ever walked in on was at a Nordstrom's. And remember in way back when they used to have like shirts and pants on these huge circle racks?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was plenty of room under those circle racks to do things. And I was actually looking for a shirt. And the shirts were moving on the other side. I'm like, what the hell? And I kind of put it apart. And there's these two guys just 69ing in the center rack on the little table in the center. They were both little guys. They were like, you know, 5'5 each. But they were just going to town. I was like, okay.
Short guys are great.
Short guys are fun. Yeah. But
just hit me up if you're like, you know, like 5'3, 5'4, 5'5.
Loki, I think your boyfriend here is getting a little jealous because.
Actually, no, I'm not jealous. I want to just watch and film it.
There you go. All right. We'll make one of those NSFW videos. I'll make sure to buy a
4K camera.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a GoPro.
Oh, well, here's the thing. I'll make sure to buy a 4K camera if we're going to do that.
Okay. That's fine. I like this
idea. I got an iPhone. It's got 4K on it.
No.
My phone has 4K too, but I want a dedicated 4K videography camera.
Okay. Fair enough.
That so as we just need to make an OnlyFans. Me and Loki and just need to make an OnlyFans. We'll just make loads of content and then, you know, charge $10 and pay our rent, basically.
Which brings me to the final subject. And why would people make these? So I'm guessing there's a lot of money to be made with these NSFW videos.
Sex definitely sells. And that's just plain in general in pretty much everything. I mean, you look at ads on your TV, there is very sexual tendencies that happen or underlying tones that maybe not a minor would pick up on, but definitely those people that are paying attention are like, wow, that's really hot. She's eating a burger that, you know, is really hot. Sensually. Looking.
Yes.
Yes. With the juice running down their chin.
It's yeah.
You know exactly what commercial I am talking about too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And she's riding a mechanical bull. I mean,
the best ad I ever saw was at Sonic, and there was an ad for one of their footlong hot dogs, and it says, "I'm stretched and ready. Let's do this." I was like, "Wow."
No hold barred.
Right? It's like there's some really strange things.
Do you know they're also 14 inches instead of 12?
Oh, huh.
Well,
let's stick one inside of you and see if how long you can take it.
Let's see if you can tell the difference between 12 and 14 inches.
Yeah, oh, I can. but here's the difference.
Yes.
I don't think you're going to be able to get that inside of me. I'm pretty sure it would literally just like
disappear.
It would just, it would just go all the way in. It wouldn't stop.
No, here's the thing. I don't think you'd be able to get it started in is the issue.
We'll figure it out.
They're so flimsy and squishy, and they'd probably just like
that's why
squish and make a big mess.
That's why you freeze them first.
I am not putting anything cold inside of me. You can go and fuck yourself.
Loki, you should try to fuck yourself. As a video.
I have.
You should try to, you should actually video that.
I have.
For me.
I'm just trying
and
to
for
find
our
it.
Listeners. And for our listeners.
Or,
yeah.
For our listeners. We'll post it on the Telegram chat. Yes. Loki fucking himself. There we are.
Yes.
So
I can't.
The best best NSFW possible.
I have tried.
Yes.
I also need to work on my flexibility because I can't suck myself off anymore.
Aww. Yes, I agree. That needs to happen again too. We'll both work on that because I really want to do that too. Autofellatio.
Mm. Well, Felicia. We'll have to take that as a subject for another day. So, autoerotica, autofellatio, choking, all that stuff. We should put that in another episode.
Ooh, yeah, we should because there's definitely a good way of doing things and a bad way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean,
like
the bad way is you
one.
Can die. The
yes,
good way is
exactly.
you get off.
You are not immortal. Yeah.
No.
Yet.
Yet.
Oh, God. Is there anything else that we're supposed to talk about for this episode?
Well, we can be immortalized by the NSFW videos, and that kind of brings us to the end of our show for today. Thanks for listening in. I have been Barely Normal.
I have been Canes.
And I am Loki, and Barely should 100% look at that picture beforehand so we can get our reaction.
Is it on, what is it on, Telegram?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to look at this right now.
Live action, you know.
Live action, I'm looking at it.
Let me full screen this.
From Loki. Okay. That poor raccoon. Oh, that poor raccoon. And he enjoyed it because he came. That's clear. But wow. All right, ladies and furs and gentlemen and people and everybody that's been listening to the show, this has been Off Leash, a definitely NSFW podcast. And be sure to join us next time in 2 weeks when we talk about hygiene, because, you know, you gotta be clean when you're doing all this kind of weird stuff, especially with a cheese grater. Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodbye.
Well, it kind of cleans all the groups out anyways.
That's... Oh.
No!